Satanism and Communism by Richard Wurmbrand. Chapter 9, Whom Will We Serve? A Call for Action. This book has been written in an exploratory manner. Christian thinkers, like other scholars, often succumb to the temptation to prove preconceived ideas. They do not necessarily present only the truth as far as they have ascertained it. Sometimes they are prone to stretch the truth or exaggerate their argumentation in order to prove their point. I do not claim to have provided indisputable proof that Marx was a member of a sect of devil worshippers, but I believe that there are sufficient leads to imply this strongly. There are certainly enough leads to suggest satanic influence upon his life and teachings, while conceding that there are gaps in a chain of evidence that would lead to a definite conclusion in this matter. I provided the initial impulse. I pray that others will also continue this important inquiry into the relationship between Marx and Satanism. Meanwhile, how can the church defeat Marxism? The secular anti-communist world can use weapons of economic sanctions, political pressure, military threats, and broad-based propaganda. The church should certainly support any actions conscience can endorse in the battle against the enemies of God, but it also has weapons of its own. The Ukraine Metropolitan of the Catholic Church, Byzantine Rite, Andrew Count Sheptetsky, once requested at Rome order prayers of exorcism against the communists whose regime cannot be explained except by a massive possession of the devil. Jesus did not tell his disciples to complain about the demons, but to cast them out, Matthew 10:8. I believe this can be effectively accomplished, though this book cannot enter into details about such prayer. Readers react. The first edition of this book produced interesting responses. Many greeted it as a new discovery in the understanding of Marxism and gave me valuable hints as to where I could find new material. On the other hand, a Dutch personality dedicated several columns of his theological magazine to minimizing the importance of the discovery. Well, he says, Marx may have indulged in black magic, but this does not count for much. All men are sinners. All men have evil thoughts. Let us not be alarmed at this. It is true that all men are sinners, but not all are criminals. All men are sinners, but some are murderers, and some are righteous judges who pass judgment on them. The crimes of communism were unequal. What other political system has killed 60 million men in half a century? Another 60 million have been killed in Red China. Some estimates run much higher. There are degrees of sinfulness and criminality. The enormity of crime is a measure of the intensity of satanic influence on the founder of modern communism. The sins of Marxism, like those of Nazism, surpass the ordinary. They are satanic indeed. I have also had letters from Satanists offering an apology for their religion. One of them writes, "A defense of Satanism needs only the Bible for documentary evidence. Think of all the thousands of earthly people, created in God's own image, mind you, destroyed by fire and brimstone, Sodom and Gomorrah. A lethal miscellany of plagues, and to top everything off, the drowning of Earth's population except for Noah's family. All of these devastations brought about by a merciful God, Lord Jehovah. What could a merciless God have done? But in all the Bible, there is no record of even one death being brought about by Satan. So let's hear it for Satan. These Satanists have not studied the Bible. Well, death came into the world through Satan's deceit, his luring even to sin. These Satanists have also drawn conclusions too soon. God has not yet finished with his conclusion, with his creation. Initially, every painting is a senseless, often ugly mixture of lines and dots of many colors. It looks Da Vinci 20 years to make of these beautiful Mona Lisa. God also creates in time. In time, he shapes beings and destroys them to give them a new form. The seed, which has neither beauty nor fragrance, dies as a seed in order to become a splendid perfumed flower. Caterpillars have to die as such in order to become beautiful butterflies. Men are allowed by God to pass through the refining fires of suffering and death. The apotheosis of creation will be a new heaven and a new earth, in which righteousness will triumph. Then those who have followed Satan will have to suffer an eternity of regrets. Jesus endured flogging and crucifixion. But whoever wants to know God must look beyond the tomb to Jesus' resurrection and ascension. In contrast, the enemies of Jesus who plotted his death brought their people and their temple to destruction and lost their own souls. Our critic wished to comprehend God through reason, which is not the right instrument for a creature. God cannot be comprehended by the mind, but only apprehended by a believing heart. A Jamaican asked if the American that exploits his country is not as satanic as Marx. It is not. Americans are sinners, as are all men. America has a small group of devil worshipers, but the American nation as much does not worship the devil. Nakuaire Ligia, the principal atheist magazine in Moscow, contained a long article written by two philosophers, Belov and Shilkin. They said that Warmbrook's temperament might be envied by the greatest football players. His shouting is ravaged. This fighter calls for a crusade against socialism, which he calls an offspring of Satan. He was imprisoned in Romania for distributing religious literature, instigating revolt against the government. In this article, two things are to be noted. First, I'm called a devilish pastor, for my book was Karl Marx, a Satanist. Though the authors cannot produce one single fact to refute the documentation supporting Marx's link with the satanic sect. And secondly, the article congratulates Christian leaders, even anti-communists, who have taken a stand against me. They might be adversaries of communism, but as long as they oppose Wombram, chief enemy of communism, they were approved by Moscow. One remarkable letter came from a Nigerian who had been a Marxist labor union leader for 20 years. My writings helped him to see that he'd been led astray by Satan. Furthermore, he has become a Christian.